Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release around 20,000 crore rupees on 18th June under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Home Minister Amit Shah to chair high-level meeting tomorrow to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and Amarnath Yatra preparedness. At least 14 people killed in a road accident in Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief. G7 nations pledge support to specific infrastructure projects like India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor. 18th edition of Mumbai International Film Festival begins. Wildlife filmmaker Subbaiah Nallamuthu gets V. Shantaram Lifetime Achievement Award. And northern parts of India reel under heatwave to severe heatwave conditions. Minimum temperature in Prayagraj breaks 127-year record. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts on the 18th of June in Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years.
18 जून को प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी 9 करोड़ 3 लाख किसान भाई बहनों के खाते में लगभग 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की राशि हस्तांतरित करेंगे और उस दिन अन्नदाताओं की खुशहाली के साथ विकसित भारत के संकल्प की सिद्धि का श्री गणेश हो रहा है। प्रधानमंत्री जी के काशी के कार्यक्रम के साथ देश में अलग अलग स्थानों पर अलग अलग केंद्रीय मंत्री जाएंगे। लगभग 2 करोड़ किसान फिजिकली और वर्चुअली इस कार्यक्रम में सम्मिलित होंगे।
Mr. Chauhan said he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on the 18th of June. He highlighted that after assuming charge as Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister, he has discussed with officials of the ministry and working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers. Mr. Chauhan said he has also reviewed the work plan for his ministry under the 100 days plan of the new government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting tomorrow morning to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Yesterday, Mr. Shah reviewed Jammu and Kashmir security situation in a meeting with senior officers of the Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi. In Uttarakhand, at least 14 people were killed today in an accident on the Badrinath National Highway near Raintoli in Rudraprayag district where a tourist vehicle plunged into a gorge. 7 critically injured pilgrims were airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, while the other injured are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. According to reports, the vehicle was carrying 26 people when the incident occurred. Upon receiving the information, a rescue operation was immediately conducted by the district magistrate and police superintendent, supported by SDRF, fire services and district disaster management teams. All bodies have been recovered. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttarakhand Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep condolences. Prime Minister Modi has announced ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang inspected the Majua landslide site in the Rangang Yangang constituency, Namchi district today. At the relief camp at the tourism centre Yangang helipad, he distributed ex gratia SGAY allotment orders, financial grants and other relief materials. The landslide on the 10th of June claimed 3 lives and destroyed several houses and livestock. The Chief Minister announced half an acre of cultivable land and 5 lakh rupees each for families who lost their homes. In North Sikkim, due to inclement weather, stranded tourists could not be airlifted today. 7 tourists from Kerala were evacuated on foot from Zonggu. Relief and rescue operations are continuing, but some areas remain inaccessible due to road blockages. In Chhattisgarh, 8 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division today. In the exchange of fire, one security personnel has also been killed, while 2 other jawans have been injured. More from our Raipur correspondent.
The security forces have received intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the Abujmar area of Bastar Division. On June 12, BSF, ITBP, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force launched a joint operation in the area. Today morning, Maoists ambushed a team of security forces in the forest between Farasbeda and Dhurbeda and opened indiscriminate firing. Security personnel retaliated the fire. After the gun battle, the bodies of 8 Maoists were recovered from the spot. Meanwhile, a team of Chhattisgarh Armed Force has arrested 4 Maoists, including a woman Naxalite, during a search operation in Bijapur district of the state. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The government will organize a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata tomorrow. The Law and Justice Ministry said the conference aims at bringing out the salient features of the 3 new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 through interactions and question and answer sessions.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The joint statement of Group of 7 G7 nations on the final day of their annual summit in Italy has pledged support to specific infrastructure projects like the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor IMEC in their statement. The G7 summit leaders yesterday reaffirmed their dedication to a free and open Indo-Pacific governed by international law. They vowed to tackle what they called unfair business practices by China that were undermining their workers and industries. The summit statement stressed that the G7 was not trying to harm China or thwart its economic development, but would continue to take actions to protect the businesses from unfair practices to level the playing field and remedy ongoing harm. G7 leaders also said the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency must be allowed to work unhindered in war-torn Gaza. The 18th edition of the Mumbai International Film Festival was inaugurated in Mumbai in a grand opening ceremony this evening. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan and film celebrities Randeep Hooda, Madhur Bhandarkar, Sonali Kulkarni and Divya Datta were present at the inauguration. As part of the opening ceremony, the FDII student short film Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know was screened. The film won the last Cinef Award at the 77th Cannes Film Festival this year. The V. Shantaram Lifetime Achievement Award for 2024 was presented to Subbaiah Nallamuthu, a renowned award-winning wildlife filmmaker. Speaking to Akashwani correspondent, Mr. Murugan said a documentary film bazaar is being organized for the first time this year.
This film festival, first time the bazaar also introduced here, film bazaar. The film people that can come and they can get business to business, marketing facility and content exchanges. So facilities also available here.
A total of 314 films from 59 countries across 61 languages will be screened in the MIFF programming this year. This year, apart from Films Division NFDC in Mumbai, MIFF screenings are also being held in Delhi in Cedar Fort Auditorium, Chennai at Tagore Film Centre, Pune NFAI Auditorium and Kolkata in SRFTI Auditorium. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight over the Smriti 1 earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it to World Selection for the UNESCO Pre-Versailles Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Smriti Van in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel also expressed pride as the museum has been placed in the list of the 7 most beautiful museums in the world under the prestigious Pre-Versailles Award in the field of architecture and design announced annually at UNESCO. The world's most beautiful achievements recognition granted by the Pre-Versailles highlights the primary role of the laureates in beautifying and improving the living environment. Tesum Pongte, MLA from Changlang North, has been elected unanimously as the Speaker of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. The special session of the Assembly started with the election of the Speaker. Pro Tem Speaker Ninong Ering announced Tesum Pongte elected unopposed as the Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly as there was no other nomination received for the post. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu distributed portfolios among his Council of Ministers. In the backdrop of the ongoing water crisis in the national capital, Delhi, the BJP and the Congress today held separate Matki Por protests against the Delhi government. Protesting outside the residence of Delhi Water Minister Atishi, the BJP workers alleged that the government has failed to solve the water crisis in the city. Speaking to a news agency, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat also said it is an absolute failure of the Delhi government's distribution system.
प्राथमिक रूप से दायित्व दिल्ली की सरकार का है. दिल्ली के पानी का संकट केवल और केवल कुप्रबंधन के कारण से है. इट्स एब्सोल्यूट फेलियर ऑफ द दिल्ली गवर्नमेंट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सिस्टम.
द कांग्रेस ऑल्सो हेल्ड अ मटकी फोर प्रोटेस्ट अगेंस्ट द दिल्ली गवर्नमेंट एट 280 लोकेशंस इन द सिटी. द प्रोटेस्टर्स लेड बाय दिल्ली कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट देवेंद्र यादव डिमांडेड फॉर द रेजिग्नेशन ऑफ दिल्ली चीफ मिनिस्टर अरविंद केजरीवाल. Delhi Water Minister Atishi held an emergency meeting with Delhi Jal Board officials and took stock of the water crisis. Briefing media after the meeting, she said, the Delhi Jal Board is providing around 10 million gallons per day of water through tankers. Several parts of North and Central India continue to batter in stifling heat with no relief likely till the 19th of June. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, issued orange and red alerts for the next 5 days as the maximum temperatures hovered in the range of 44 to 46 degrees Celsius in Delhi and Uttar Pradesh. This temperature range was also seen in parts of Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Haryana and Chandigarh. Along with the day temperature, night temperature is also increasing continuously. The minimum temperature in Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh has broken the record of the last 127 years. Lucknow Meteorological Centre scientist Mohammad Danish said a red alert for a severe heat wave has been issued in the state for the next 3 days.
कई दिनों से बहुत भीषण गर्मी पड़ रहा है और आने वाले अगले 3 दिन तक इसी तरीके का सितम जारी रहेगा. तो जैसा कि प्रयागराज में जो न्यूनतम तापमान है पिछले 127 साल का रिकॉर्ड टूटा, जिसमें 34.3 न्यूनतम तापमान प्रयागराज में दर्ज किया गया और इससे पहले 33.5 था. अगले 3 दिनों के रेड अलर्ट जारी है, उसके बाद ऑरेंज अलर्ट है. तो उम्मीद है 3 दिनों तक भीषण गर्मी रहेगा, उसके बाद थोड़ा सा इंटेंसिटी कम रहेगा लेकिन कुछ आइसोलेटेड प्लेसेस में लू की चेतावनी है.
In view of the heat wave in Uttar Pradesh, holidays have been extended till June the 24th in schools for classes 1 to 8 run under the Basic Education Department. On the other hand, the Met Department has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall in Meghalaya till the 19th of this month and in Assam between the 17th and 19th. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, the match between India and Canada has been abandoned without a ball being bowled due to rain. The inaugural champions India have already secured a spot in the Super 8 from Group A. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release around 20,000 crore rupees on 18th June under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Home Minister Amit Shah to chair high-level meeting tomorrow to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and Amarnath Yatra preparedness. At least 14 people killed in a road accident in Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief. G7 nations pledge support to specific infrastructure projects like India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor. 18th edition of Mumbai International Film Festival begins. Wildlife filmmaker Subbaiya Nallamuthu gets V. Shantaram Lifetime Achievement Award. Northern parts of India reel under heat wave to severe heat wave conditions. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.